This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live Sunday edition here with you in the studio. You've got Ian,
Jonathan Ray,
and Mark.
Coming up, Johnny's got his game of the week. And actually, it's been a while since you've been on the air with us, Johnny Ray.
So. Yeah, and in this case, it would be like the game of the season.
Game of the season. Yeah. It's been a few months, I think.
Yeah.
Half a year? I don't know.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah. So welcome back to Johnny Ray, and we're here, of course. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. We talked a lot about the Satanic Temple's new Satan After School program that they're planning on launching this coming school year in elementary schools. You're still welcome to comment on that or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Joe is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Hi, Ian. Hi,
hey.
Mark. Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to Free Talk Live since Paula was your biggest chronic caller.
Oh, wow.
A while.
Paula, the lady calling from her trailer park
with a fax machine,
getting all kinds of conspiracy theories faxed into her day in, day out. Yeah, she was a real trip.
She was the authority.
Yep.
She knew it all.
Yep.
She was great.
She knew everything. But I just wanted to call you now and tell you that listening to Free Talk Live lately has traumatized me.
Oh, no.
What's traumatic?
In what way?
Well, I'm a over-the-road trucker.
And, thank you for your service.
Thank you. And today I had to travel through Albuquerque.
Oh, no.
And I got to tell you, the whole time I was traveling through, I was waiting for Sarah to jump out in front of me. Who knew when somebody was going to jump out and have another pedestrian accident?
Yeah, you're referring to our chronic caller, Sarah from Albuquerque, who is obsessed with traffic fatalities, red light cameras. She doesn't drive. She's on welfare, so on and so forth. She's a communist. You were waiting for her to, like, block traffic or something like that?
Block traffic, jump in front of me, become the next traffic fatality so she could actually have something for a statistic.
So what you're saying is Sarah has actually traumatized you.
That's right. That's right. Not Free Talk Live themselves, but Sarah.
Well, I hope Sarah's listening tonight, although I suspect that she hardly ever actually listens to the show and that she's just figured out that she can call this show and get on the air without actually having to, you know, be
on
topic.
She considers it activism. She said so last night, or the night before, whenever she called in.
So we'll have to remember to make a point, because she's already called. Wait, no, she called tonight, but I don't think we put her on. We didn't actually have Sarah on. I think she dropped off the line before we got to her.
Yeah, she did call.
For all those people that believe that the first thing we do is rush to put, the craziest people we can on the air.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd put her on, but there was somebody else who was on before she was.
Yeah.
Anyway, she dropped off. So if she does call in tonight, we'll have to, let her know.
Ralph was on.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have to let her know that she has resulted, her fears and her activism has resulted in trauma to a over-the-road trucker.
I couldn't get out of Albuquerque fast enough.
Hey, was there more you wanted to share tonight, Joe?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening for such a long time. Really appreciate having you on board, and thanks for calling tonight. Drive safe. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got Egon. He's on the line and calling from I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live.
Michigan.
Oh, and it does sound like your microphone is not very good.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking into his phone.
Here's what I'd recommend you do, Egon. Go ahead and pick up your regular phone, and then you can call us on our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry, but we just can't put a bad-sounding call in the air like that. We're going to continue here. We do have Ian calling from China. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's us in this case, because that's two bad calls in a row. We're going to put him back on hold. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That darn internet, when it works well, it's a tool for wonder, and when it's broken, it sure is frustrating.
Yeah, I had some comments about Reagan.
Okay.
Ralph brought him up way back earlier in the show, yeah. And Reagan is an oft refrain. I've heard Reagan in this political season more than the last one. And I heard him plenty in the last one.
He's basically become the Republican messiah.
Right, right. And I think that that is, it fascinates me. Reagan, I have a reaction to him. When I was in my 20s, mm-hmm. I really revered Ronald Reagan. Because I grew, when I was a kid, Reagan was the president.
So when were you in your 20s? The aughts, basically?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I was 23 in 2000.
Okay, got it.
So, and I think that that's deliberate. I think it's a psychology is playing into the reason to trot out the mantle of Reagan, because he has, because when we were kids, we saw him on TV, and he's got an air of authority and power
he's an
around
actor.
Him. Yeah, that too. But I have heard over the past few years, listening to the Austrian economists, a lot of those folks say that it was Carter's appointment of Paul Volcker as Fed chairman, who Paul Volcker would raise the interest rate and rein in the loose money that Carter's administration was using to attack the stagnation of the 70s. It was what Paul Volcker did as the Federal Reserve chairman that ultimately brought the American economy back to life.
So
as it were.
Not Ronald Reagan. They're saying Reagan doesn't deserve the credit.
Yeah.
Well,
now, is this the guy who was before Greenspan?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Volcker was before Greenspan. These guys, they get the credit, but they never seem to get the consequences. I mean, it was Greenspan's actions that resulted in 2008, recession and the 2005 housing crisis and these sorts of things. And Greenspan was responsible for this, that, and the other. The fact is these central bankers, they have tools to pump up the economy, but when you pump up the economy, something always happens. Like when you drink alcohol, it feels really good. Things are going pretty good. And then, you know, you keep having more and keep having more. In the morning, you've got a big fat headache. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this is like. Things were awesome when things were awesome. If you just leave the economy alone, it'll grow nice and slow and steady. There'll be some downturns. There's no doubt about it. But if you leave it alone, then you're in far better than this playing with the interest rates.
Yeah, yeah. Price controls are one of the... maybe the most thoroughly discredited idea in economics history. If you try to control the price of some commodity, you're going to have unintended consequences.
Right. Something's going to get thrown out of whack.
And the Federal Reserve is nothing more than a price control mechanism on
writ large,
arguably the most important commodity in the economy, money.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jim in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on
you guys.
Go for it.
All right. You were talking about the Devil's Advocate being a weird movie with the devil in it. Have you ever seen Angel Heart with De Niro and Mickey Rourke? And
yeah, that's a creepy one.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that's creepier than the Devil's Advocate.
There's an argument that you're right about that. It's a little bit of an older movie, if I'm recalling correctly. But
it had the oldest daughter from the Cosby Show on it, which Cosby panned because she had a nude scene in there.
That's right. Yeah, she has a sex scene in that movie. And did she get? Yeah, she got fired because of that.
Right. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to talk about is this new satanic thing for school children.
Yes, sir.
How many satanic priests have you ever met?
Not a single one.
Okay, well, years ago, 30-some-odd years ago, I took one of my sister's divorced friend to a quote-unquote, let's expand your psychic abilities seminar, and it was run by a witch and a satanic priest, and what he was trying to do was get all these people recruited into his Black Mass Church, where at that time he was only sacrificing animals. And anyway, through God's good grace, him and I had a tete-a-tete, and I found out who he was and exposed him to the rest of the people that were at the cinema.
A little bit of information can go a long way. Jim, thanks for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, as well as government overspending and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, we do have Sarah in New Mexico, which it's funny, Sarah, that you happen to call in here. I don't know, were you listening to the show earlier this hour?
No, not really. I don't.
How often do you actually listen to Free Talk Live before you call?
Well, I mean, if I'm put on hold for 30 minutes, like you would.
So, do you ever actually listen to us on Kiva, the local radio station there that carries our show?
Well, you know what? It comes in so faint on Saturday that I can't listen to it anymore. It's aggravating me. I try to listen to it until 8 o'clock on Sundays, and I can't fall asleep because I can't pick it up. I mean,
Do you think it's really fair to call a show regularly that you don't actually listen to regularly?
It sounds like she just said she tries to listen till. You try to listen till 8 or
when's
something?
The last time you tried
I
to listen?
I think it's fine. I mean, Free Talk Live says you're available. Anybody can call
in. Yeah, that's
true.
Anybody can call. But do you really think it's fair, though, to call a show that you don't actually listen to actively?
Well, I listen, like I said, when I'm put on hold. I did listen to it when
gotcha.
I was on hold. About the Obama Nation guy?
No, you missed the call tonight. There's a professional driver, a truck driver, who called because he was driving through Albuquerque, and he was really, I don't know if terrified is the right word, but he thought that you were going to jump out in front of his truck at any moment in time. Your calls have basically messed with this guy's head.
My goodness, you know what? He's been in an intersection. What has he got to worry about? That's where all the fatalities happen, in major intersections.
Well, generally when you're driving, you do drive through intersections. So I'm pretty sure he went through quite a few intersections as he was driving through Albuquerque. Anyway, he just wanted to let us know that your calls have basically thrown him off his game as far as being a professional driver is concerned. And that's not good.
That's
danger for people on the roads because of you, Sarah. You did that.
He was having a laugh. Ian's not being serious. The guy was making a joke.
I will say according to the article we read, Sarah, the pedestrian fatalities that occur in New Mexico have a great deal to do with drunk pedestrians.
Yeah.
And she doesn't drink.
Every other. No. Okay, well.
Do you?
You
don't drink, right, Sarah?
It's all about something else.
Do you drink, though?
Stop it.
Are you a drinker? That's what I want to know.
No, I don't drink at all.
I didn't think so.
Tonight, you know that New Mexico, we have online registration. You know, you guys get mad at me because I talk about traffic, so I'm talking about voter registration. So New Mexico, we could register to vote online. It started this year. So the, you know, 50 to maybe 50 listeners listening out there, I don't know, on the computer, the website is sos.state.
No one cares what the state website is, Sarah. That's why we have Google.
Yes.
So people who want to know where they can go and register their car, can just Google that. So was that all you wanted to do was let us know that you can register online? Mark, you're somebody who's, you're talking about voter registration. Mark, you like the idea of a lot more controls being over voter registration.
A lot more
right,
control,
Mark?
Okay.
You want the voters to have to show identification and things like that. How do you feel about online voter registration?
I think it's fine as long as you can, you know, you can prove who you are when you go to the polls. I want everybody to be able to vote. I just think that they should have to identify themselves.
I want to tell you about the voter ID. You know, we got rid of Diane Duran. She was a Republican, and the ID law went out the window with it. So there's no ID requirement at all to register or to show up and vote in New Mexico. You know, this is.
And what do you think about that, Sarah?
Well, I think it's very fair. I think that is the way to go because sometimes you forget ID.
What happens, though, if somebody shows up and says they're you? What if some other lady shows up and said, before you go to vote, you haven't gone, it's, you know, 5 in the afternoon. You show up to vote and they say, oh, well, you were here earlier today. We've checked your name off the list. What happens then?
Well, you know what? There is a computer system. Our county clerk has seen that. Once you vote, they mark you off. They get a red flag, so it's very impossible to vote twice unless you vote.
Yeah, but the thing is, maybe you're missing the question. So, and by the way, I'm with you on this one, actually. I agree that you shouldn't have to show ID in order to vote. But this is a legitimate objection, is because, like, when I do it here in New Hampshire, they just have a list of people and they check you off. You walk up, you give them your name and your address, and then they check you off. So if I knew, or, you know, if some lady knew your name and address, and she went into the voting location and said, I'm Sarah so-and-so, and I live at this location, and then they checked you off, you came in later in the day, they'd say, well, we're sorry, Ms. so-and-so, Ms. Sarah, you've already voted today. How do you solve that problem?
I have a comment about that is, you know, only 10% of the people vote. People don't like to vote for themselves for real, or why are they going to go out and vote 5 times?
That's a great point. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I'm with you on that one. Thank you. Toll free. Yeah, right. What are the odds somebody's going to pretend that they're you when hardly anyone wants to go and vote in the municipal election or whatever anyway?
I would further add that I think that the U.S. citizenship test should be administered to voters. I'm of the opinion that, you know, we already test people who weren't born in the United States to see whether or not they're qualified to vote. We call that the citizenship exam.
Mm.
And I think that it should be just given, you know, two or three random questions from the citizenship exam should come up on your little voting pad thing.
So every time you vote, not
every
just to
single
register.
Time you vote. And you still get to vote. But if your answers aren't correct, then your vote doesn't get counted.
Let's continue.
I mean, if you can't answer these simple questions, really. I mean, have you ever seen these man on the street things where they're asking people questions? It's hilarious. People don't know who
I'd love to
the
see
vice president is.
Ricky do a man on the street, like be the guy asking questions. Ricky in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live.
Brother Ian.
Hey.
Brother
Go
Mark.
Ahead. Go ahead with your comments.
Well, I mean, first I wanted to say that, there's a reason why, and I never got to touch on this, is why I decided to drop things with what was going on between me and the other caller. You know, I remember talking to you about, I mean, two things. What I told you the other night, what I am at the moment, I'm looking to keep that going. I mean, after the next 90 days, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity because,
Ricky suffers from the same problem that James from Arizona suffers from, which is obsession over past calls. Now, Ricky's nicer about it.
I'm not obsessed.
Ricky doesn't. I'm glad you've dropped it. But what I'm pointing out here is at least Ricky isn't angry and, you know, blaming others.
No, I'm not, because it goes against my spiritual beliefs, Ian. That's good.
But what I'm pointing out is that you are frequently calling about something that happened on a last call. And the problem there is that there are people who are listening tonight who weren't listening the last time you called in. They might just be driving home or something like that. So it's always better to pick something more timely, something that other people
can... It's about the topic tonight.
Great. Well, stand by. We're going to bring you back then.
Thank you.
So we don't need any sort of recap if your call tonight doesn't have anything to do with your call last night. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and also want to let you know about some great documentary films. One of them, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it for free. It actually just celebrated yesterday its fourth anniversary of being available on YouTube. It was world premiered on July 30th. 2012. And so very excited to continue to promote this great film. It's one of my favorites, and that's not just because I happen to be the executive producer of it. It really is something that I think is quite entertaining, and you can enjoy it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. As we go back to Ricky in Pennsylvania, go ahead with your thoughts about tonight. Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I mean, it's going back to when I said the one night and I mentioned a single verse, you know, and I said about one thing that we agree on. I mean, we both agree on the non-aggression principle. We both agree on that we, neither one of us ever lie. And, you know, it's very difficult, especially when you're in a situation, you know, or you're put in one. And what I want to talk about tonight is, you know, the root of all this. I mean, you mentioned that you were a pantheist, you know, and myself, I'm not a pantheist. But, see, to me, you know, understanding, you know, the understanding of the spirit and knowledge is important, because I believe there's no such thing as bad knowledge. Knowledge is good. They always try to destroy the knowledge, always.
Who's that?
And they can't, because the knowledge is held inside of here. You know, they can destroy the libraries, they can burn them, and they always do in every society, but they can't destroy the spirit, you know? And then I wanted to talk about something. You know, because you talked about this, and man, you're a pantheist, and I wanted to talk a bit about, you know, Gnosticism.
What is Gnosticism?
Gnosticism? Well, I mean, if you look at the motto, which would be only by getting in touch with the divinity within all of us, only then could yourself truly be divine. Now, the Gnostic,
doesn't Gnosticism have some kind of special, isn't knowledge a theme of Gnosticism? I don't know
Absolutely.
What it is myself.
Gnosticism means having knowledge.
You know, if you go to the roots, I mean, Gnosticism is as old as old. I mean, we do have records that go back, actual records of sorts that go back, you know, over 10,000 years. You know, and what it comes down to is if you look at, you go back to, you know, the time of Christ and move forward, if you go around to, say, around 200 and some odd, you know, A.D., you know, these individuals, there was just another Christian sect. And there was no, the word Christian didn't exist. And they were just another group.
You're talking about the Gnostics, you know, or whatever they're called?
They became, well, they were called Gnostics by the people who called them heretics. You know, the Gnostics said, you know, at the time, the governing body, the Roman Catholic Church in Rome, they said, you know, they were pointed out. I mean, they were the second group before, you know, they were the second group to be outed. And then ultimately, the followers of Christ were the third group, ultimately. But when they were a threat. They were a threat to the church because the church basically took something that didn't belong to them and repackaged it and put it for sale. And they said this. You know, the church said, you know, you're heretics because of their beliefs, you know? And
well, that's kind of how it goes with religions, right? Like, you either, people either,
I mean, it, absolutely.
You either go along or you're a heretic.
Right. You either agree with me or there's something wrong with you.
Ricky, understandable calls, I have to say. I've been able to follow what you've said this time around.
One more point, real quick.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, and what the church said is they call them heretics. And back then, I mean, being called a heretic was worse than death. And what the Gnostics shot back, and maybe I can talk about this more in the future, they said, you are lying to the people. Now, what ended up happening is, you know, the Gnostics split. Did they split? Not really. I mean, there's traces of them all around the world because when it comes to Gnosticism is inside the spirit through the mind. You know, you can maybe mess with the mind, but when you get in touch with the spirit, you become very strong and you're able to deal with people spit in your face when you're in
the spirit. So are you a Gnostic? Is that how you would describe yourself?
Yes.
All right. Ricky, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I think it was your best call so far tonight.
We can talk about it more in the future.
Yeah, sure. Anytime you want, Ricky. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Most understandable call from Ricky. I have to say, I pretty much followed him on that one. Sometimes he's all jumbled.
I don't know much about Gnostics, okay? I'm not going to
I have a Wikipedia article.
Good. It's probably worth it.
Because I don't know much about them either. That's why I
checking out. But I guess one of my thoughts would be is I already fear anybody who claims to have knowledge. I like to start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. The beginning means a lot of questions. Now, certainly I've come to answers in my own life to questions I've had, you know, piecing it together in whatever way to in sort of everything. But I guess it bothers me to just sort of take a set of answers that somebody else has come up with for their life.
Well, I don't know if that's what the Gnostics are doing. The story here from Wikipedia, Gnosticism, from a modern term, or from ancient Greek to mean having knowledge, categorizing a collection of ancient religions whose adherents shunned the material world, which they viewed as created by an evil or clumsy entity they called the Demiurge, and embraced the spiritual world. Gnostic ideas influenced many ancient religions that teach that gnosis, variously interpreted as knowledge, enlightenment, salvation, or emancipation, or oneness with God, may be reached by practicing philanthropy to the point of personal poverty, sexual abstinence, as far as possible for hearers, entirely for initiates, and diligently searching for wisdom by helping others. However, practices varied among those who were Gnostic. In Gnosticism, the world of the Demiurge is represented by the underworld, which is associated with flesh, time, and more particularly, the imperfect ephemeral world. The world of God is represented by the upper world and associated with the soul and perfection. The world of God is eternal and not part of the physical. Gnosticism is primarily defined in a Christian context. In the past, some scholars thought that Gnosticism predated Christianity and included pre-Christian.
It sounds like it. I mean, they've got some kind of added little thing about the Demiurge and stuff. I've never heard about that, and I'm pretty versed in Christianity.
It included pre-Christian religious beliefs and spiritual practices argued to be common to early Christianity, Hellenistic Judaism, Greco-Roman mystery religions, and Zoroastrianism. The discussion of Gnosticism changed radically with the discovery of the Nag Hammadi Library and led to a revision of older assumptions. To date,
Some book on that.
No pre-Christian Gnostic texts have been found, and Gnosticism as a unique and recognizable belief system is considered to be a second century development. And there's a whole lot more about it. Obviously, that's just the introduction. So some of us are pretty new to this concept. And another thing that people will be new to is Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. This is the first, as you pointed out, Johnny Ray, of your series of Games of the Week that you've done here on Free Talk Live, that is a game that has yet to be released officially.
That's right. That's right. I really wanted to come on and talk to you tonight about it because it's timely. I was invited to the what is still officially the closed beta for the Elder Scrolls Legends.
How did you get to be so important?
I asked for an invite on their website, which many, many people did, and it was right there at Bethesda.whatever.
.net, I think?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Now, you're talking about the Elder Scrolls. Historically, the Elder Scrolls has been a first-person perspective sort of dungeon hacker, if you will. Originally, that's what it was, and then it became more of an open-world first-person game. So, you know, for listeners that may be new to some of these concepts, a lot of the first-person games we're used to are first-person shooters, very militaristic kind of games with bombs and guns and things like that.
Small, circumscribed levels.
Right. And the Elder Scrolls changed all that by having a sort of a swords and magic spells motif.
It was Grand Theft Auto before Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. You don't get to steal any cars or horses or anything like that, but you know, it is that open world feel where if you want to, you don't have to do what the game wants you to do. Like, there's a plot that you can follow in these games, but you can completely ignore the plot and
so
go
it's
around.
Like sandbox, I think, is the term they use.
That's a good way to describe it. And so, very large expanses, a whole country or whatever that you can explore, and you know, different types of terrain and cities and things like that. They're now taking that universe and turning it into a card game.
Into a card game that will compete with my favorite game, Hearthstone,
which you've talked about so many times here. Now you've had a chance to play this open beta, or closed beta rather, on the Elder Scrolls. You're going to tell us about it coming up here.
Will Johnny Ray like it?
In Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free number, 855-453. We're doing Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. You can certainly comment on your Game of the Week or whatever it is you want to share with us. And you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you on the website there. Another great movie to check out, documentary film called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. If you love freedom, if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or an anarchist who loves liberty, then you really owe it to yourself to find out why New Hampshire is where thousands of people who are like you are moving. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com. We actually just had a couple guys here yesterday, listeners of Free Talk Live, who happened to be visiting from Ohio, and they swung through Keene on their way in to visit all around New Hampshire. So very, very cool, and always nice to meet new folks who are considering making a move here. So go and check out that movie for yourself. It's an hour-long documentary, and it's great. 101reasonsfilm.com. And, of course, don't forget the Free Talk Live AMP program, where you can help us support the show and promote Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that. Johnny Ray, the game you're playing right now is the Elder Scrolls Legends.
Correct.
And this is a first for the Elder Scrolls series. They're breaking away from their first-person perspective hack-and-slash dungeon romp games where there are these open-world games, and they're going into a completely different direction with this. This is now collectible card game, as they are called, correct? CCG?
Yep. As far as I know, the developer has never made another card game.
Bethesda, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're used to these games like The Elder Scrolls. Also, Fallout. The Fallout series is the same as same developer.
Yeah, a retro futuristic apocalyptic RPG, also made with that verisimilitude that The Elder Scrolls has always gone for.
It's the same game engine, basically, as The Elder Scrolls. It's just with a different
skin
approach. Yeah, skin, if you will, or goal.
So these card games. I haven't played this, whatever you're referring to. But
that's because it's in beta. It's hard to play it.
Well, we also refer to Hearthstone.
Mark's
yes. never played that.
And these have to be a lot easier to program than, I don't know, a big, giant first-person game.
Oh, yeah. The Elder Scrolls games historically are full of bugs because they're such a large concept game. There's so much that can go wrong in these games. And sometimes, you know, the classic bugs are like falling through the floor and like falling forever as the game
stuck in
goes
something.
Away, things like that, yeah. So, yes, you're right. There are far fewer things you can do in a game like this, so they should be able to get the code real good, and it should be a nice, workable product. It looked good when I saw you playing it, Johnny Ray.
Oh, yeah, it's fairly polished. Maybe a little jerky, but I have a tablet, and maybe our internet isn't so great, so so I'm not sure. It feels polished, and I love this game. I think it's excellent.
Now, you've been a huge fan of Hearthstone, which is another one of these collectible card games. It's free to play, but you can actually buy things inside the game. Are they allowing you to buy things in the beta, or is it just like you just get all the cards, or like how's it set up?
Currently, there are no transactions involving real money.
Okay.
But they're giving me lots of the virtual currency, which you can buy packs in the game, which is ultimately all you want in order to play the
packs
game
of cards.
Fullest. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Because you're one of these beta players, do you get to keep all the stuff you've gotten in beta?
I think so. That's one of the things that I love about this situation.
Yeah. They should just lop your head off right at the end of the beta and say, everybody starts from zero. Good luck.
Right.
I should look into that and see what happened with Hearthstone. But this is a game, It's
just like Hearthstone?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is. It's an iteration of Hearthstone, but I think it's better. And
better than Hearthstone. You've been playing Hearthstone now pretty consistently for
years.
A couple of years at least, right?
Yeah, and this takes everything that's great about Hearthstone, and it adds some fascinating things to it. It's not my Elder Scrolls as far as aesthetics and story and so forth.
When you say it's not your Elder Scrolls,
Elder Scrolls is Morrowind.
Right, okay.
Which is really different from Skyrim, which I haven't beaten, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
But I started to play it a little bit, and then I wanted to play Morrowind instead.
You went back to the older game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This has the I'm not going to complain about really anything besides the I'm not going to complain about anything.
Are you talking about
after all?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Is it the fact that the story is not the same as the Morrowind, or not from the same time frame or something like that? Or, I mean, because the creatures all look similar, right? They still have sort of the classic different races. When you start the game, I saw you start your character, your player, you get to select
the Elder Scrolls. The Elder Scrolls is a fantasy universe.
Right.
And in this card game, when you select a race when you start playing.
Right, and it gives you some sort of perk when you do that, right?
I selected Orc. And I will be getting, as I level up in the game, there's a level up system.
Is that because you figure no one else will select orcs, so therefore thought you'd be less competition?
No, I wanted to play something. Whenever I start a new Elder Scrolls game, I always pick a race that I've never been before.
Oh, interesting.
And I'd never been an orc before. And this said that you would be collecting more orc cards. And orcs in this game, in the sense that I'm using it, are what they call tribes in the CCG lexicon. Like, you'll look at different cards. By the way, CCGs, other CCGs besides
Magic
Hearthstone. Magic the Gathering.
It's probably the most noteworthy. Pokemon?
Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh.
What's it stand for?
Collectible card game.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is a digital collectible card game, and it allows you to do crazy things that you could not do with a physical card game like Magic was. But Magic is now in the virtual universe as well. But this is like Hearthstone, where you play, you get about a hand of starting of about five cards, and you play creatures out of your hand onto the board, and those creatures try to reduce your opponent's hit points from 30 to zero.
And vice versa.
Yes, and this is the same way. But this has this fascinating baked-in catch-up mechanic where you have these runes, and every time your health is reduced to some multiple of 5 that's below 30, one of those runes breaks and you draw a card.
You get a bonus, basically, if you're losing, is kind of the idea, right?
Yes. And
that's interesting, because it could turn around a game, is what I understand. I was reading a little bit about this rune system.
Is that true for the opponent, too? They get runes also?
Presumably.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm playing Hearthstone, if I have some spare attack power left over, there's basically never any reason not to use it on your opponent's face, as they say.
On his face?
Yes, on his 30 hit points.
Okay.
But in this game, I'll have him down to 26, and he's only got one card. And I don't want to double or actually increase really effectively by one-third his options. So I'll just, maybe I've got a whole board of creatures that could reduce him a lot, but mm-hmm. I just don't want to give him anything, so I don't do anything with him. I wait to let him do or not do something with his card and then maybe unload on him next turn. It really slows the game down. It potentially slows the game down, which is okay with me, and can turn it around. Associated with that, there are these prophecy cards. And prophecy cards kind of aren't worth it for the resources you're spending on them,
mm-hmm.
except if a prophecy card is one of those cards you draw when your rune breaks, then you can play it for free. And it could be like destroy a creature.
And it could save you.
Save your life.
Turn
make
the
you win.
Game around.
Make
and
you
you've
win.
Had this happen. You've had a turnaround.
I try to build decks.
Yep.
When I build a new deck, I do a keyword search for prophecy first, and I kind of load up my deck with prophecy cards.
Now, this is, and by the way, you've had this game for, what, 2 days now at this point? It hasn't been very long. Sounds like you've been pouring a few hours into it.
Yeah. Now, in Hearthstone was great because it was a card game where you would select a class. Now, in Elder Scrolls Legends, like I said, you select a race. It doesn't have too much effect on the in-game situation, but you can only build a deck with cards from that represent two attributes,
mm-hmm.
and that is what creates your character classes. For example,
a part of these games is probably one of the more important parts is the deck building, right?
Everything
to create some sort of badass deck that can't be beaten in theory.
How big is one of these decks?
50 cards, 50 to 70. In Hearthstone, it was only 30 cards.
I see.
So this is another big difference, big change.
Now, you kind of start with some random stuff, right? You're opening up these decks. You kind of just get what you get.
Yeah, when you start the game, you're really limited with what
Why
you have.
Why do you like this card gaming playing thing so much as far as games go? What's your preference?
It's strategy.
It's multiplayer, for one thing. It's the only...
Against people?
Yes.
Isn't that what happens when they, I don't know, have to walk away and do something while you're playing?
Oh, then they lose.
Okay.
So they have
a minute to respond?
Good question. There's in Hearthstone and Elder Scrolls Legends, there is what I call roping, because it was a fuse that would appear and start to burn down in Hearthstone. And they have the same thing after probably 60
seconds.
To 90 seconds.
Okay.
They give you enough time. And you need it because this game is more complicated than Hearthstone. It's got not just a board, it's got a board with a divider, creating two lanes, and it's almost like you're playing two games at one time.
Right, because the creatures in one lane can't affect the creatures in the other lane, so you've got like basically two battles going on. It looks fascinating. The beta is invite only, and they didn't give you any invites. You couldn't give me one of them. You just have to go and sign up.
I think they're giving them away now, though.
At Bethesda.net, I believe, is where you go to do that. Johnny Ray, thanks for coming in tonight. Hope to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pets, supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.